check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 30.
A bit of a mess on the roads. Kom ons begin in Bedford op die N3 Noord. Een ongeluk danser is voor die Galulies Wisselaar en nog een ongeluk hierin op die N3 Noord in Edenvale, dus net na Linksfieldweg.
Die voorkoms van verkrachtings in Mpumalanga bly 'n bron van kommer. Die provinsie het tussen Oktober en Desember verlede jaar 'n toename in die aantal gevalle van verkrachting en seksuele aanranding gesien. Mangaliso Kumalo berig.
The number of recorded sexual offences marked a 1.6% increase from 2023's figures. The Kapongweni Police Station recorded the highest number of rape cases during this period, alongside Benar, Dalmas, Barberton and Tonga Police Stations. Most of these incidents occurred at the perpetrators' homes, public spaces, liquor outlets and religious premises. Meanwhile, during the reporting period, there was a decrease in the number of murder, attempted murder and robbery with aggravating circumstances cases reported to police. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Nou na noordwes van die premier Lazarus Mahotsi gewaarskeet dat gereelde rampe as gevolg van gier weer die regering gedwing het om sy reeds gespande begroting te herprioritiseer. Mahotsi lewer vanoggend sy staatsrede in die provinsiale wetgewer in Mahikeng.
The provincial disaster management team is hard at work to profile all the affected areas and to develop a remedial action plan for intervention. Priority, Madam Speaker, will be given to vulnerable groups such as child-headed households, the elderly and people living with disability.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdiens sê hy is nog 'n trekkie nader aan die volle herstel nadat 'n kiberaanval verlede maand se inligtings- en kommunikasietegnologie stelsels lam gelê het. Die aanval het wyd verspreide onsekerheid veroorsaak oor die diens se vermoë om kritieke weer- en klimaatsdienste te verskaf, woordvoerder Oupa Segalwe.
This also includes making available severe weather guidance products to SADC countries. Chief Executive Officer Mr. Isham Abada explained that the public can now access daily rainfall, minimum and maximum weather temperature forecasts, as well as severe weather warnings via the Weather Service main website, among other avenues.
Is kunsmatige intelligensie 'n superheld of 'n meesterskurk en moet Suid-Afrikaners bekommerd wees?
Protocol accepted. Systems online.
Die land se nasionale werkloosheidssyfer het in die derde kwartaal van verlede jaar op 32,1% gestaan. Matthew Parks van Kusanto erken dat die hoë werkloosheidssyfer tesame met lae ekonomiese groei kommerwek in terme van die implementering van kunsmatige intelligensie.
We need to have business and labour working together with academic and training institutions to say these sectors are at risk, these professions, these sectors of society are at risk. We're going to invest in the skills that they need to find the jobs, not only today, but in tomorrow's economy.
Jacaranda FM het gekyk na die impak van kunsmatige intelligensie op die arbeidsmark in die land. Om hierdie storie te sien, besoek jacarandafm.com en klik op news. En Amerikaanse president Donald Trump sê beplan tariewe van 25% op goedere wat uit die Europese Unie vervaardig word.
European Union, they don't accept our cars. They don't accept essentially our farm products. They use all sorts of reasons why not, and we accept everything of them and we have about a $300 billion deficit with the European Union. Let's be honest, the European Union was formed in order to screw the United States. That's the purpose of it. And they've done a good job of it.
Hy beskuldig die blok van 27 lande dat hulle Amerika uitbuit. Ek is Chanel September, the top story at the hour. Police in Mpumalanga have expressed concern over the prevalence of rape cases that continue to rise.
Bye-bye, thank you, Chanel. Let's get into it. This is, of course, home of more music you love. Lola Young on the way, Shabuzi, The Dadness, and also Miley Cyrus.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.